Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, we have another great episode planned. I'm joined by the 2024-2025 West Tennessee FFA Regional Treasurer, Abby Woodward. Abby, if you'd like to introduce yourself, go ahead.
Hey everyone, my name is Abby Woodward. I'm from the Dyer County FFA chapter and I will be serving as their vice president this year. And I'm currently serving on the West Tennessee FFA Regional Officer Team as the Regional Treasurer. I'm so thankful to be a part of this podcast today to share a little bit about my experience in FFA and how I plan to continue to grow with it. And to learn a little bit about me before we get started, I have two supervised agricultural experiences. One is sheep production and my last one is agricultural communications. And 2 weeks ago, I was blessed with the opportunity to serve on the first ever FFA in the USA reporter team with Carson and many other FFA members across the nation. And so, Carson, I'm ready to finally get started.
So the first question that I wanted to ask you is, how has your FFA journey looked over the past 3 years?
So to answer that question, Carson, as I was growing up, I did not realize the impact FFA and agriculture had on Dyer County. When I was growing up, I did not realize this impact and how big this impact was on my community until I got to high school. And when I got to high school, I signed up for an agri-science class to see what I would want to do throughout my time in high school. And it was a life-changing moment after I started taking those classes. And later on in the year of my freshman year, I did compete in the conduct of chapter meeting, and I was blessed to be able to wear that blue jacket for the first time. It is so amazing to feel the rush and an excitement and the accomplishment you feel in this jacket. And after that first competition, I realized that I wanted to stay in this organization. And that I had a passion to serve others and be a leader throughout my chapter to help encourage new members, to show them that they have a spot within FFA and they have this light that will shine over them to help them become the next leaders of this organization. And as I continued to grow, I realized that I had a passion for this and that I wanted to do this. And so I started competing in more competitions throughout my FFA career. And my sophomore year, I was blessed with an opportunity to intern at Cypress Magazine, that is an agricultural-based magazine. I am an FFA intern under agricultural communications, and I was blessed with this opportunity to step more into my career. And as I've been interning with them over the last year and a half, this has been amazing to help me realize the impact FFA and agriculture has on members, alumni members, community members throughout West Tennessee. And this has helped me show how I can connect with people. And as I interview with people, I learn a lot about people and learn the impact, the ups and downs that they've went through over their time of being a part of this organization. And it is so impactful to learn about people's journeys as well. And it's amazing that I'm able to be on this podcast today to share my journey, because I want to make sure that other members coming into this organization are not scared to show who they are, that they should not be scared to show who they are, that they have a spot and someone in their corner to help guide them through their career. And it has shown me over the last 3 years that you have a family within Tennessee FFA. I have so many friends across the state that help encourage me to keep on going through my FFA career, to keep pushing me, to keep encourage me to keep on going and keep on growing within this organization. And I'm blessed with the opportunity to be able to call all these people my friends and also be able to do this with other members. And this is an amazing organization to be a part of. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this.
So my next question is, could you walk us through the process that you went through to be selected as a regional officer for West Tennessee?
Yes, Carson, I would be happy to answer this question. Throughout my time of running for regional office was truly an eye-opener for me to learn about myself and also why I wanted to serve West Tennessee FFA. This truly impacted me to help me realize who I was and realize why I wanted to be a part of this organization and why I wanted to serve within West Tennessee FFA. And I believe that within serving for West Tennessee FFA, that through any door that you can find any FFA member along the way to help encourage you and impact you along your journey within any pathway you take throughout your FFA journey. But to get to the process of this, throughout my process of running for regional office, I went through a knowledge exam and an interview, and this was truly very impactful, and it helped me increase my knowledge within taking the knowledge exam. It increased my knowledge of agricultural issues and agricultural statistics and also FFA and of how many numbers we have within FFA. And this truly helped me understand impact and the history that we have within FFA. And also within my interview, it helped me become passionate with the judges and learn more about myself and helped me be able to speak to them and help them understand who I was and why I wanted to be there and why I wanted to serve for West Tennessee FFA. And I was blessed with the opportunity to be where I am today and to be able to serve West Tennessee FFA with 5 other amazing people. Throughout this journey, I was blessed with so many friends, and we had so many strong candidates throughout West Tennessee. And this was truly an eye-opener to learn more about members throughout West Tennessee and realize why they wanted to be there too. And I'm blessed to be able to share my process with throughout this.
Yeah, so I was doing some reflecting the other day, like starting to prepare for running for next year. And there's just many things that I was like thinking about, like the whole process. Like, yeah, it's one of the most hectic things that you can sit through. Well, not sit through, but be a part of. Being thrown in a room, just yourself, locked in there pretty much, taking a knowledge test, and then to go right down the hallway and you're instantly in a room with 3 people that are selecting, and I think it was 3.
Yes.
but being instantly thrown in there, my hands were about as sweaty as they could be. I was scared, I was shaking, and you know, of course,
I totally did not cry through this.
See, like, that was just
okay, because it's very, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's very emotional. It is an emotional thing to go through because you're taking a big next step into your FFA career. And it was very emotional for me to be able to experience this. And you have to be emotional with the judges. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You have to be emotional with them to show that it's coming from the heart and that you're being passionate about it. And it is an emotional thing to go through.
Yeah, and, like, it's one thing. So, like, yeah, I went to the UT Martin prep course, but that was, like, I mean, that was the only one I went to.
It was, like, laid back.
Yeah. And,
like, laid back.
Yeah. And the judges were, like, close to your age. And it was, like,
you knew most of everybody at UT Martin.
And then you get thrown at Jackson State, and you've got people that, you know, it's kind of scary. Like, and then you finish your interview, you go out in the hallway, they throw you and take your picture, put a phone in your face, take a picture after you might have just bombed you might have just did the worst thing ever, like on an interview, which, yeah. And, you know, you got to take this picture, and then you just go back and you wait for 2 hours, in my case, because I insisted on going third.
I went second to last because I had to compete in nursery and landscape, which nursery and landscape is like one of the funnest competitions I've ever and I loved it, and I just It is so fun.
See, like, that's something that kind of would make me nervous trying to compete that same night, because I'd probably be freaking out about regional stuff and absolutely bomb a competition, or vice versa, and, you know, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's okay. I went and ID'd my plants, and it was so fun.
It eased your mind off of the,
yes,
the stressful interview coming up.
I was like, let me go look at these plants.
Yeah. So my next question is actually regarding camp this past year. So we both attended week 3, which was obviously the best week.
Tennessee FFA Leadership Training Camp.
It was the best one, and I don't think any other week can attest to that. So do you want to share maybe what you took from camp or what memories you might have made this year?
So this year I attended week 3 of Tennessee FFA Leadership and Training Camp, and this was such an amazing opportunity for me. And from what I take from this is friendships. I make so many friends at FFA camp, and it is so amazing. And it's such a blessing to have these friends still today. And most of these people I still talk to on a daily base, like Carson. Man, I talk to Carson on a daily base too. It's okay. But, like, you get to connect with these members more. And I feel that when I went to camp and Carson was there at the same time, I feel since we had vice president class together, I feel that we connected more together, and we also learned more about our FFA journeys throughout camp. And this was such an amazing opportunity because you get to reflect with members and learn more about their journey within FFA. And I'm blessed to be a part of that. And I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to go to FFA camp and get to see all of these amazing members across the state and truly show them who I am.
Oh, definitely. So while you were talking, I was thinking about my first time going to camp, which was last summer, I think. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that really jumps out at me is the shy little person I was. Like, I was scared to do anything. I went in my reporter class and I sat there all by myself, looking at the front of the room, didn't know what was going on, didn't know none of that stuff. And I think Ms. Vaughn she was from Stewart's Creek at the time, she was our teacher, and, you know, I took a lot from that class and all that, but I was just scared. I didn't want to talk, I didn't want to do this, didn't want to do that. And it kind of carried on over to the extemp class I was in, and I think it was also Ms. Stewart from Stewart's Creek that year. And then the sports team thing, our first meeting that night, I was kind of fine. Like, I was okay because our advisor was the coach. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be fine, whatever. But I didn't want to talk to nobody. I was still scared. I didn't, you know, want to go out and get to know people. And, you know, reflecting and looking at how I was this year, that is completely different. You know, with the VP class, like, one of the first 5 people to do opening was, you know, I was one of them. With extemp, clearly, got up there and did a speech in front of 240 people. Never would have did that last year. And
yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. But it is such an amazing opportunity that you got up there and you had the courage to get up there and speak in front of these people and tell them why they should come to FFA camp. You had the courage to do that. And that is so amazing. But it's truly an amazing opportunity. Like you said, like, you were scared your first year. The first year I went, I was asked to speak the vice president role my first year that I went. And I was so scared because this was my first time speaking in front of everybody. Like, a big deal, speaking in front of 230 people. And it was such an eye-changing to learn to know that I had the courage to do this. And this helped increase my public speaking skills. And I think at camp it helps you learn how to communicate more, and also spread your wings into being able to public speak in front of everybody. And it's truly an amazing thing to experience, because at camp they have so many opportunities for you to get out there and be yourself and not be afraid.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, this kind of leads into the next question. Jim, what is your favorite competition to do in FFA?
So my absolute favorite competition in FFA is agricultural communications. This is like my baby competition that I've competed in since my freshman year. It has like helped me find my passion within my career. And now I'm an agricultural intern at Cypress Magazine, pursuing in something that I love to do. And while competing in this competition, it gives me that drive and passion to keep on doing this because it's what I love doing. I plan on to continue to pursue in agricultural communications after I graduate from high school, and it is an opportunity to be a part of because you learn the key messages within things throughout agriculture and you learn more about people within it.
Oh, definitely. And like one thing I said during the episode with Sarah, like any competition that you do will cater to you in some kind of way. It might be you going and doing livestock judging. You might not know how that applies to you, but you might learn how to talk in front of people for the first time when you're given reasons or anything like that. Like every competition can benefit you, even if you think it can't. And, you know, that's like a piece of advice that I like giving anybody. But yeah. So, leading into the next question, you recently attended a Go FFA trip, which was a tour of the New England states and all their agriculture up there. Would you want to share a little bit about that?
Go FFA is such an amazing opportunity. If anybody ever sees a flyer or a sign-up sheet for Go FFA, you need to sign up because it is so amazing. And I was so impacted by this trip. It helped me strive to create new ideas and opportunities to bring back home to Tennessee for other people to learn about. And within this trip, it helped expose agriculture to FFA members and advisors in different regions of the country. And this was so amazing to be able to tour many other people's productions in agriculture and historical landmarks to learn about the importance and impact and the work that goes into their production. And also help us create new ideas to where we can strive to bring back ideas and promote them throughout Tennessee.
So recently, we were both selected as 2024-2025 FFA and the USA reporters. What is one thing that you're really looking forward to with that position this year?
I am most excited for to meet all these people across the United States within the USA reporter team. This is such a great opportunity to have all of these FFA members come together and share what they love doing in communicating within FFA. And this is such an amazing opportunity for us to have because we learn so much about everybody within it and we learn about ourselves too. And I'm beyond blessed to be a part of the first team of this. And I'm beyond blessed to be able to serve with you, Carson, and also with all of these other FFA members across the nation. And I'm so ready to get started with this and be able to communicate with everybody across the nation and to help gain new ideas of what we can bring back to Tennessee and get started here. And this will be a great opportunity for us. I believe this will take us for a long run and help put a foot in the door into our career.
Oh, definitely. Like when I was applying for this, like I applied maybe the first day the applications came out. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I still applied and, you know, here we are. And yeah, it was, I mean, I'm honestly looking really forward to it. Of course, this is my first, like, you know, step into the ag communications, like that part of the ag communications world. And yeah, hopefully it does eventually like work out for the future career.
It is so amazing to be a part of
Oh, yeah.
ag communications. It is like so amazing to be a part of it.
Yeah, so I actually have one more big question, and then you know there's a little hot topic at the very end. Do you want to share about your ag advocacy platform over on Instagram?
Of course. So I recently just started my account. It's called Ag with Abby, and I recently just started it. So it has been on my mind for a while to start my advocating platform to help encourage things that I've done throughout FFA and things that I do within agriculture. It is so impactful to also see like your advocating post and Miracle Brown's post, because they are so impactful that we are sharing the impact and the love and passion that we have for FFA and agriculture within our post. And I will also talk about the print media side that I also do of it. I write for Cypress Magazine, for their magazine that is distributed across West Tennessee. And I learn so much within writing articles through them. And I learned so much about people that are industry leaders and retired advisors and so many more people within learn you learn so much within your time of advocating throughout a magazine or throughout your social media platform or within a blog. You help create an impact and share your thoughts and your journey within FFA, and it has such an amazing impact and opportunity that you can give to so many FFA members and show them the insight of many events, competitions, the creed, the motto. And you can express so many things across these platforms to help show the inside of it.
Oh, definitely. Like when I started mine on January 6, 2024, like I remember it. I was the right before we went back to school for after Christmas break. And, you know, I was just sitting there out of the blue and I'm like, I want to do more. Like, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to do more. And, you know, I, like you said, like you mentioned Miracle and all, and Layla Crawford, like I saw, like their platforms were the ones that I was, you know, seeing on a daily basis. And I saw that and I wanted to do something and I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I just knew I wanted to do it. And, you know, that night I just randomly started an account. I did a little introduction post and yeah, here we are now.
Yeah, and it takes you a long way, and it will show you like the impact that you create throughout your social media platforms, and it helps open your eyes to teach people about FFA and agriculture. And this was truly an amazing opportunity to start my account and also be able to write within Cypress to have and input in things, and you also gain so much knowledge within it because you do a lot of research within creating these posts and also writing articles. And this is it's so amazing.
Oh, definitely. Like, and it's one of those things that there's a really, like, there's a lot of stuff that you can do with it. And of course, people that you can meet, like, that's just like, there's so many. And, you know, it's one of those opportunities that I'm glad I stepped out and took. So, yeah. One more question. Recently, I've seen a certain video circulating around over on Instagram that is kind of knocking West Tennessee. What do you think about that?
I believe that West Tennessee is the
Oh,
best.
definitely. And yeah.
I believe that West Tennessee is the best and that we are the best region.
Definitely. So.
I know all of these people are going to be watching this, and let me tell you, my fellow friends, West Tennessee is the best.
In case you missed it, it rhymes for a reason. Well, theirs does too, but oh well.
West Tennessee is not the worst. It is the best. Not worst. Best.
That's gonna be in the caption or like the title of this podcast. Hashtag West is best. Anyways,
Yes.
so that is all that I have for today. Do you want to give any closing remarks?
I'm very blessed to be a part of this podcast, and it was so grateful to be able to talk to Carson about my FFA journey and to be able to share it with everyone that watches this podcast. And I believe that this is an amazing opportunity for most people to be a part of. And I'm excited to see where this podcast goes, and I'm excited to see where your future goes, Carson. And this is an amazing opportunity. So it was a blessing being on here today.
So thank you for coming on the podcast today. I have definitely enjoyed talking to you about so many different things relating to your FFA journey and the future of it. So unfortunately, that is all that I have for today. And there will be another episode dropping next Monday morning at 8 a.m. I'm not going to give too many details about that yet. But yeah, so y'all stay tuned and I will see y'all back then. Thank you for listening.